The Antidote to Pessimism. The Book of Ecclesiastes, author King Solomon, audience the people in the kingdom, purpose. His purpose was to share how life is meaningless without God. King Solomon walked so intimately with God in the beginning of his life that God made him extremely wealthy and wise. However, by the end of his life, he had begun to worship pagan gods. So I hated life because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 17, NIV. King Solomon came to a point in his reign that his job felt hard for him to continue to do. I hated all the things that I had toiled for under the sun because I must leave them to the one who comes after me. And who knows whether that person will be wise or foolish, yet they will have control over all the fruits of my toil into which I have poured my effort and skill under the sun. This too is meaningless. So my heart began to despair over all my toilsome labor under the sun. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 18 through 20, NIV. King Solomon is grieved over the fact that all the things he spent his life building may be mishandled by his sons, who will inherit his wealth and wisdom. How do we guard against this thinking? The book of 1 John, author, the Apostle John, audience. John is writing to several Gentile congregations. Purpose. His purpose was to reassure Christians in their faith and to counter false teachings. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. 1 John chapter 4, verses 16 and 18, NIV. We realize that this is just our fears telling the story. We realize this is normal. We realize that life is uncertain. We give life our best effort without knowing if it will lead to failure or promise. We give our best effort and wealth to our kids, realizing that we don't know if they will mishandle it. The things he is despairing about are not things he can control. We can't control the outcome of life. The book of Philippians, author, Apostle Paul, audience. Paul is writing to the church in Philippi. Purpose. His purpose was to strengthen the believer and to share that true joy comes from Jesus Christ alone. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me, put into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, NIV. We put our focus on things we can control. The book of 1 Kings, author, unknown, audience. The audience is the people of Israel. Purpose. The purpose is to account for the history of Israel and their kings and to contrast the lives of the people when they live for God and when they don't. King Solomon, however, loved many women besides Pharaoh's daughters, Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites. They were from nations about which the Lord had told the Israelites, "You must not intermarry with them, because they will surely turn your hearts after their gods." Nevertheless, Solomon held fast to them in love. He had 700 wives of royal birth and 300 concubines, and his wives led him astray. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1 through 3, NIV. The people around us will influence us. We should choose people with our values and character, especially our intimate connections. God's commandments are for our safety and protection. As Solomon grew old, his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father had been. He followed Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and Molech, the detestable god of the Ammonites. On a hill east of Jerusalem, Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the detestable god of Moab, and Molech, the detestable god of the Ammonites. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 4 through 5 and 7 NIV. I always want to know what would make the person choose their choice. King Solomon, as he reigned, made alliances with other nations. He was influenced by the foreign cultures. We understand that culture will guide and influence us. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, NIV. We have to guard our hearts and mind by keeping them focused on God. We have to consistently nurture, grow, and protect our relationship with God.